Keith, Bohemians' performance in Europe has ensured us being another fascinating week for fans of League of Ireland football. But we'll talk about that in a moment or two. But first up is this Northwest Derby on Saturday night. Another big game for Harps. And perhaps, given the fact that Sligo have such a good record against Ollie Horgan's side in recent times, they will start favourites for this one.
I think you have to look at Sligo was favourites for this one, Jeremy. You know, they've won the last three encounters between the two sides. You know, they're in third position. Harps, you know, with 1-1-12, aside of the Cup One last time out against Fairview. But you have to look at Sligo for favourites for this one, just going through the squads and the quality that they have. And I suppose, you know, we don't like to mention too often, but the full-time setup and that there. But, you know, again, it's a derby match. Sligo aren't going too well at the moment. You know, they've lost their last four games, you know, albeit two of those in cup competition, two in Europe, and then one against Cork City in the cup, which, you know, they would have been wanting to be winning that one and, you know, trying to get a cup run together. But so they'll be looking very much now at the league and focusing on that there and, you know, trying to have... trying to push up. They have a couple of games in hand as well, so they'll be looking to try and catch Pats who are in second.
Yeah, and the thing is, Harps have played up there this season already, played well that night against Sligo Rovers, and that was at a time when Harps were going well. Unfortunately, a costly error on the night cost them the game, and that was a chance for Harps to kick on, but unfortunately, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, you know, the luck to that game, and, you know, they'll probably try and bring themselves as a group back to that period when they had been playing so well and had been picking up points, you know, most weeks. And, you know, for whatever reason, just things haven't been going their way. You know, a mistake that night from Mark Anthony McGinley, you know, he'd obviously be quite hard on himself for that one. And I think it was young Johnny Kenny at the time nicked the goal, who's, you know, been showing great promise for Sligo as well. But, you know, Harps need to go there. They need to, you know, really ramp up the kind of derby type of atmosphere and hype, and, you know, try and get a point or try and get 3 points, because you know, it's been quite a few weeks since they haven't been able to get some points on the board. And, you know, they are kind of slipping down, and, you know, Waterford kind of resurgent as well, have been sort of picking up points and picked up points last week as well. So, you know, they won't want to be losing sight of them. And, you know, I think Waterford play early on Saturday. I think they have a 2 o'clock kickoff against Bowes. So, you know, before that game kicks off, they could find themselves 5 points behind Waterford, you know. So, look, they'll be very much focusing on themselves this week. I'm sure they've had a couple of weeks now to prepare for this game. So, I think they've got a fully fit squad, and, you know, the new signings as well will add a bit more to them. So hopefully they can kick on and, you know, just try and get some more points on the board.
Yeah, because it's another important weekend, isn't it, in the League of Ireland, and Harps fans are looking. All of a sudden, Harps are right down there again, Keith, and they'll be hoping that results elsewhere this weekend go their way. So an important weekend.
Yeah, all round. You know, again, just the one that I mentioned there before that there was the Waterford game against Bowes. You know, Bowes have been going really well. Hopefully they're not suffering much of a European hangover after last night. You know, a great result. So hopefully Donegal man Georgie Kelly might be able to nick a few. And, you know, obviously Bowes will be looking to the league as well now to try and... They haven't played as many games. They've got a couple on hand, so they'll be wanting to catch up with the lads in fourth and fifth as well.
Yeah, and Longford as well are in action this weekend too. And Ollie Horgan was suggesting during the week that Longford's defeat against Derry and at Bishopgate last weekend, you know, that was a good result as far as Harps fans could be concerned.
Oh, definitely. You know, like Derry don't do Harps fans many favours, or Harps teams in general many favours, but that was one. Look, I can't see Longford maybe getting much this weekend. It's a top against bottom. You know, they've got Shamrock Rovers coming down there. You know, Shamrock Rovers will have their own ideas of what they want to do. They're playing tonight, I think, in Europe as well. So, you know, maybe they might have a changed team for the Longford. They probably won't go full strength if they're playing tonight. But, you know, any team that they put out is of great quality. You know, we speak about, you know, the signings that they've made. You know, Richie Tyle coming back into that team as well from England. You know, there was talk of Robbie Brady coming back, who's been released by Burnley, him coming back to Shamrock Rovers. There's talk of Stephen Bally, the manager, maybe going to MK Dons. So, you know, a lot happening around Shamrock Rovers at the minute, and hopefully those distractions, you know, won't add to anything that they might do tonight. So they hope to be fully focused on Longford for for Sunday and pick up maximum points.
Yeah. And what about Derry City then, Keith? They're in action on Friday night against Drogheda. Rory Higgins has, you know, has turned things around big time there. They have a couple of new additions in as well. So, I mean, it's onwards and upwards for everybody with Derry.
Yeah, Derry have, you know, picked up really well under Rory, and you know, maybe you have to mention Raf Kataro's going in there as well on the coaching staff. So Raf's energy is, you know, as infectious. We know of him from also obviously playing against him with Sligo and being at Harps for a while as well. So he's also a great addition. Maybe he's not really mentioned too often, but now Raf's excellent in there. That's actually a big game. It's fifth against sixth, and it's a chance for Derry to leapfrog Drogheda into that fifth position. So, you know, they'll be looking to get maximum points there. A home game. We think of players that they've brought in. Bastian Airey from Bowes, who is currently at Waterford and then went to Linfield, went to Bohemians, which I was kind of surprised at the start of the season because he wasn't getting much game time at Linfield, but. Maybe he's brought in for his experience or whatever, but he's come in. Brendan Barr has gone to Ballymena. Young Brendan Barr, who was at Finn Harps as well, went into Derry and was getting more game time under deck on the Vine before his departure. So he's moved on to Ballymena. Hopefully get more game time there under David Jeffries. I know he is trying to focus a lot on youth this year, and he's going to give youth a chance. So there's one. Hopefully wish Brendan all the best with that. And Parkhouse as well, David Parkhouse, who had a great season for Derry when he was on loan from Sheffield United 2 years ago. He was obviously came in and with a lot of emphasis put on him, you know, starting games and trying to score goals for Derry, but it hasn't really worked out for him. I don't think he's picked up a goal this year, so there's talk of him maybe going to Cliftonville or him maybe going to Ballymena as well. So there's a lot of to and fro from Derry there, but you know, they haven't been distracted by that. They were able to get through their cup game as well, and they've set up a great game with Harps on the 28th of August, you know, a real derby, so that's going to be great for them. But they'll be focusing very much on the league this week and trying to pick up 3 points and move up another step on the table.
Yeah, and they'll have probably their largest home attendance as well for that game on Friday night against Drogheda, which is great to see. And big numbers at Bowes European games as well at the Aviva. They've been, you know, really, really exciting matches, and Bowes delivering the goods again on Tuesday night. Keith, Georgie Kelly involved in one of the goals. A big result against a very, very good Greek side.
Yeah, you know, that a great result for them. You know, they've been they seem to be on a bit of a crest of wave at the moment, you know, with the European football and, you know, doing well in the league. And you know, I don't think we can talk about Bowes without talking about Georgie Kelly. You know, he's been absolutely fantastic. He's had maybe a slow start to the season, and we were kind of maybe wondering, is this move going to work out for him? You know, he'd been at Dundalk where he maybe hadn't been the main man. He got a move then to a loan move to Pats. Didn't really materialise for him. And then he's got this move to Bohemians, and over the last couple of months, he's really just set it alight. You know, he's got 13 goals in his last 13 games. You know, he's up for Player of the Month this year. Not surprising at all. He's got 4 goals in Europe so far. You know, he is really playing well. And you know, you kind of worry then. You know, Bowes fans, I'm sure, worry. But you know, exciting for us here in the Northwest to talk about Georgie Kelly. Would he potentially get a move to, you know, England or Scotland are off the back of this great run of form that he's having? But you know, just for him, you know, he's been doing so well. And you know, Bohemians as a whole, it's kind of like every year now, you know, one League of Ireland team picks up and kind of carries the can for the whole league in terms of the European football. You know, it's been Dundalk in the past with many great nights, but it'll be tough for them now going to Greece. And you know, we know that POK team that they have, and you know, they think of the experience that they have, the international players that they have. You know, a couple of United fans will remember Shinji Kagawa, you know, played with United, won leagues at United, same at Dortmund there, you know. So they've got a host of internationals and a host of experience, you know, with them. So it'll be a tough return leg for Bowes, but all the best to them and all the best to Georgie as well.